Hello, it's Dangerous Dave here. Thank you for tuning in to this Kennedy Malloy podcast, our week in review. It's a little snapshot of the week that's been. It's been compiled by Gympie's favourite son, Matt Dower. Enjoy the week in review.
We kicked off the week with some pressing first world problems.
Every time I turn on Netflix, my sensor light goes off. If I pause it, the sensor light goes out.
My first world problem is my teppanyaki grill didn't work on Saturday night. I put it in the fry pan, which is an untraditional manner in which to cook the Japanese feast.
Sorry, Jane, got to interrupt. Shannon's got an interesting thing to add.
I've got a reading lamp in my room. It does not work at all.
Yeah.
When I put Netflix on, the beginning's gone. What's going on?
Oh, what are they going to learn off you, Shannon?
Careful.
Australia's space program finally got off the ground in South Australia, and our resident astrophysicist and former bachelor, Matt Agnew, joined us.
Very exciting. It's obviously starting small. It was only a 3.4-metre rocket.
Baby steps.
If you had a space monkey, would you allow it into...
I mean, not this particular rocket.
I prefer talking to you when you're dating chick with space cans.
Hey. I'm starting to work out why you're single, Matt.
Oh, thanks, guys.
No, I'm a nerd girl.
That's
love
her
your...
throwing your hat in the ring. No, it's not.
We checked in with Neroli Meadows in Dubai with news of Aussie Richie Porte's podium finish in the Tour de France.
Wife Gemma gave birth to his baby girl Eloise a couple of weeks ago, and he basically said, look, to miss the birth, I feel like this goes a little bit of the way to make it worthwhile.
Can I say, I would rather be riding uphill on a bike in the French Alps.
And Mick was keen for more information on Eddie Maguire's fact-finding mission to the Pink Flamingo on the Gold Coast.
He says it's for research.
Is there a stripper pole involved at the Pink Flamingo? What are we talking about?
No.
Don't
pretend
like you haven't done your own research.
Tom Gleisner joined us ahead of the 200th episode of Have You Been Paying Attention?
Honoured to reach 200 episodes on Channel 10. I've done a bit of research. I think it's just us, neighbours and aerobics all-star. I think you've been able to get that.
Tuesday was World Rhino Day and we chatted with friend of the show, Ray Dearlove, about the plight of the rhinos.
A lot of the poaching is done. Sure, there's international crime syndicates involved, but the fellow who's right at the coalface is a chap who probably doesn't have any money, he doesn't have any social security.
That's right.
The problem is the system.
Because I think spreading awareness, as both of you do and are passionate about it, is part of the battle of getting this thing done and resolved.
Jane shared her favourite emoji.
It currently is the desert island with the palm tree and the beach because it's so far away from anyone's life. Going, you know, on a holiday? That's what I love at the moment. Am I still on air? Testing.
A list from 1993's Hit Mag was brought to our attention on Twitter.
A list of the hottest guys on the planet. Number one was Jeremy Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Number two was Dieter Brummer. Okay, so you with me?
Yeah.
Promising newcomers, The Late Shows, Santo Chilaro, Rob Sitch, and Mick Malloy.
Were you going out with Robert at
the
stage?
Did you start?
I don't remember.
Oh, when you see him rocket into the top 30, you went...
And Caller Kane was quick to the phone with his 90s crush.
Jane Kennedy.
Jane Kennedy. Tell you what, you would have been half a chance too.
Kane, what was it about me that you
like? Well, I was a huge fan of The Late Show at the time.
Yes, but anyway, getting back to me.
And Dave O'Neill piped in.
Well, apart from you, Jane.
Really?
Yeah, 90s Late Show. I was big on Shannon Doherty, 90210. But, you know, I'd probably end up with a nerd girl.
You are like a nerdy Shannon Doherty.
I don't mind that.
And less work than Tori Spelling.
They had a reunion recently. Did you watch the show? It was the reunion.
Which was ruined by Alex Perry's death. Luke Perry.
There were issues at home for Merrick Watts.
Basically, what's happened is my wife, Georgie, through COVID, got really quite fit, which I should be happy for, but I'm not, because that's kind of my thing. And the last few years, people have been saying, gee, Miz, you look great. And now people are starting to say that to Georgie. I can't be happy for her.
Thursday, just prior to showtime, and with Jane still broadcasting from home during Victoria's lockdown.
We're just preparing here and all of a sudden, next door neighbour started his mower.
Right.
So I had to go and tell him.
Are you like a Karen from Brighton stop?
I was Karen from Brighton and to say, excuse me, look, I'm trying to do a national radio show here. He goes, for you, Jane, I will
do it. This is how it starts. Starts off asking for a favour. This time next week, keys in a bowl.
Gold medalist Michael Klim joined us to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Sydney Olympics and the impact on athletes with the delay of the Tokyo
video games?
Look, I think it's difficult in the sense that, you know, we have to measure our preparation to a day, to an hour. The only comfort in this situation is that everyone's in the same boat.
You're a successful businessman. Milk & Co, the men's skin range. Has the ship sailed for me?
Look, Mick, I can't reverse time, but I can hopefully stop it.
But it was our resident doctor, Chris Brown, that raised the most eyebrows this week and was summoned to appear on the show to explain a certain post on the socials.
How are you? We were having a little chat about you yesterday afternoon. In fact, we might have recorded it. This is what Dave had to say about you.
Dr. Chris Brown with his shirt off, posing with an animal or something, rather.
Why did he have his shirt off?
I don't know, just had the shirt off.
Was it homoerotic?
I'm saying as a straight man, I thought, you know, he's got a good rig.
I mean, it's not exactly the most hygienic sort of sensible practice to be posing shirtless with animals.
So what's going on?
Well, I'd like to ask Dave what publications has he
You're
seen?
On Instagram. You're posing
You're
with
Instagram.
Penguins.
That was in South Africa. I left that little encounter with a very questionable rash.
Blame it on the penguins.
A massive show coming up next week on Kennedy Molloy. We've got Nairoli Meadows from Dubai with our sports wrap. Hamish Blake is on Have You Been Paying Attention? Oh, Mick's going to be filthy because he's not on it. A guy who I have dumped on air more times than any other guest, and that is Todd Sampson from his new show Body Hack. He's going to be joining us. Oh, we've got an Australian legend, John Williamson, Lee Sales, Jim Jefferies, and John Bon Jovi will be joining us this week as well. Tune in. Kennedy Molloy.